Archaeologists have found the gate to the biblical city of Zer, Z-E-R. And it's the entrance gate. This was the gate where Jesus split the, you know, five fishes and two loaves to feed the multitude. So they just found the gate to this biblical city during excavations carried out in the Golan Heights over the past 2 weeks. And this comes from the Golan Regional Council. They released this last Sunday. So in recent days, and after a year of recess, a group of 20 archaeologists from all over the world, together with director of the Bethesda Project, Dr. Rami Arav, and under the auspices of the Hebrew Union College, Jerusalem, conducted new excavations in two different areas of Bethesda. It's hard for me to say. The ancient fishing village is mentioned several times in the New Testament as a city where Jesus lived and where he miraculously fed a multitude of people with five loaves and two fish. I think when I first said that, I got that mixed up. I think I said two loaves and five fish. But yeah, okay, so five loaves and two fish. If I did say it wrong, my apologies. Now, archaeologists said that the size, wealth, and impressive fortifications indicate that Zer was a major city. So there's a quote here from, who is this from? I'm not seeing it. Oh, Arav himself. So, quote, there are not many gates in this country from this period. Bethesda was the name of the city during the Second Temple period, but during the First Temple period, it was the city of Zer. And he points to Joshua 19:35, which says the fortified towns were Zedim, Zer, Hamath, Rakath, Kinnereth. So Arav began carrying out excavations of Et Tel on behalf of the University of Nebraska only about 30 years ago. And in these excavations, he identified the ancient Bethesda. And following his excavations and discoveries, masses of Christian pilgrims visited the site because of its great importance to Christianity. And now over the years, excavators have discovered in Bethesda many remains from various periods. The excavations are conducted in the Jordan Park area, which is northeast of the Sea of Galilee. Avi Lieberman, director of the Jordan Park in which Bethesda is located, said, quote, the staff at the Jordan Park and the Golan Tourism are happy for the tens of thousands of visitors who visit the park every day. The wonderful park is also an impressive archaeological site. I'm amazed each time by the arrival of thousands of evangelical visitors to the Bethesda. I am confident that the latest discoveries will bring more visitors to the park from around the world and from Israel, end quote. Now, another finding made in the past 2 weeks was discovered underneath what was seemingly the floor of a Roman temple built by Herod's son Philip, which he dedicated to Julia, the daughter of Augustus. Their archaeologists found coins, beads, jugs, and house keys, as well as a shield that belonged to a Roman soldier. And the most significant finding was a coin dated to 35 BCE, which was minted in Acre on the occasion of the arrival of Cleopatra and Mark Antony. And there's a total of 12 of those coins. Now, over the years, various findings made in the area have made waves in the world of archaeology. Several years ago, a gold coin bearing the portrait of Roman Emperor Antoninus Pius, who reigned from 138 to 161 CE, was discovered by an excavator working with Arav. So, you know, we will have to stay tuned to see what they're going to discover next. But I always like it when these types of things are found, because I think it kind of adds, you know, adds some credibility to what we kind of already believe as Christians, and it can kind of help.
You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or, for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at jpdisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.